Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be on listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference. As a reminder, the conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn it over to Mr. Greg Adams, Director of Product Management for ISS. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning, good afternoon. Thanks all for joining the call with us today. We'll take some time at the end for questions, so I'll reserve about 10 minutes at the end. What we wanted to do today is review the Tivoli ISS product roadmap with specific emphasis on the new ISS addition to the portfolio. By way of introduction, I'm the Director of Product Management over the combined team, the combined Tivoli and the combined ISS team, and I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia. We're excited about the opportunity with the combined portfolio. It's a unique opportunity that only IBM has to combine the elements of threat and risk with identity and access, and we've got some exciting plans that we'll be rolling out over the year. So there was a presentation that was sent out to the teams. I hope that you have it. It was added into the invite. The presentation structure is one that you can use with your customers given the following. There are a number of slides in the deck that I have titled Confidential for Internal Use Only. These are future-looking slides on roadmap. These are not to be shared with customers unless there is specific non-disclosure agreements and the right legal agreements in place. So with that, let's go ahead and begin. I'm going to cover the slides in the presentation that are unhidden. So if you're in presentation mode, simply advance. If you're in view mode of the PowerPoint, we'll skip the hidden slides. So with that, we'll jump in. So why IBM? And this is the slide number 5 in the deck, first unhidden slide. There are a number of reasons for IBM, and many of you know this, but I just want to hit the highlights here. A, our position as a trusted advisor with our clients. There are few corporations in the world that have the level of trust that we have with our clients. From a security company aspect, we're one of the leading security companies in the world with one of the broadest offerings of security services, security products, security technology, and I'll give you a view of that here in just a moment. And arguably one of the largest solution providers in the world, and then nobody brings the weight to bear that we can with over 400,000 employees doing business in almost every country in the world. So we're a formidable force, a trusted advisor, and we have the technology and services to back it up. So moving to slide 6, we inside of IBM, since we have a very broad offering and capabilities, utilize what we call the IBM Security Framework to help categorize and help align our offerings. This framework was created based on the COBIT standard. And IBM has unmatched resources to help drive this. We have about 15,000 researchers focused on security, over 3,000 patents in this area. And from a legacy point of view, our security roots go back over 40 years to the days of the Z series. So unmatched in this area. But one of the key points is we use this framework to help us categorize and talk about our portfolio from a people and identity, data and information, application and process, a network server, and even physical infrastructure. And we're able to deliver that via professional services, managed services, or as product or technology. So with that, let's go to the next slide, which is slide 7 in the deck. This slide is an overview of the IBM security portfolio, and I just want to highlight a few elements of this. So we've got a very broad portfolio that allows us to address risk and compliance. We have consulting services around risk, governance, and compliance. We have services such as our security risk assessment workshop and GTS, penetration testing. We're one of the largest, if not the largest, company when it comes to helping corporations with PCI, payment card industry compliance, and a whole host of services that we offer. If we look at our identity and access management offerings, clearly a strong point with the Tivoli Identity Manager, Tivoli Access Manager, the work that we're doing around privileged identity management, role modeling, and role mining, we're clearly a leader in this space. If you look at data security, we have data services that provide discovery, assessment, planning, deployment. We offer third-party technologies. We provide technologies such as Lotus Defender, the email product, Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager for managing keys for the storage of data. We just recently acquired Guardium to help with safeguarding of a database and database security. We have DLP capabilities in the Proventia IPS appliances and server agents. So a very broad capability to address data security and data protection. If you look in the area of application security, we offer a complete lifecycle solution. So beginning with the recent acquisition that we did with Ounce Labs, which focuses on a source code analysis, identifying and securing code in the very beginning in the development phases, all the way to the AppScan product, which is a web application scanning and analysis tool, the Proventia IPS, and server products have web application firewall capability. We have the data power products, and even to offerings such as Optum, which is provides the ability to do data obfuscation for testing and development purposes. So very broad capabilities around application security. Of course, we've got the ability to do threat protection from our managed security services. We do vulnerability assessment, both as a product and as a SaaS offering. Web and URL filtering, these are offerings that we now have in the Tivoli portfolio that we brought over from ISS. And then a number of ways to deal with security events and log management, whether it's a service through our managed security services or log management through the new V2 version of the Tivoli Security and Information Event Manager, TSIM. So really, I've just touched the surface of our capabilities. I think you get an idea of the broad set of offerings that we can bring to bear to address these customer needs. So I want to dig into a little bit of detail now on the offerings and the roadmap. If we go to slide 9, this gives you an idea of what we're trying to do from an overall strategy point of view. So we are attempting, and I believe delivering, complete end-to-end security solutions, all the way from protecting the root data, the core intellectual property of our clients, securing the services that deal with this data, things like payroll, banking applications, managing the access to this information or these applications, who can we trust, who's allowed in, who's not allowed in, so this a concept of trusted identities. And then finally, we have to be able to demonstrate compliance, that we meet the correct regulatory, the correct audits in a global fashion. So complete end-to-end a type of capability, and we have the ability to bring this to bear with our customers. So let's dig in a little bit now. Slide 13, I want to talk about some specific capabilities that we have. So slide 13 talks a little bit about the X-Force. X-Force is IBM's research and development group that's focused on cybersecurity. and we have a team of distinguished researchers and engineers who spend all their time researching and working in the security space. And if we go to slide 14, I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we do. So really five key pillars that the X-Force organization focuses on. One of the keys is original vulnerability research. So the team is looking at infrastructure, looking at enterprise-level applications to try to discover weaknesses or vulnerabilities or points of attack before the bad guys discover them. So we do a lot of original research in this area. Many of you see us publish the results of this. We do it in a very reliable fashion and a responsible manner, working with the different vendors on the infrastructure. We also analyze public vulnerabilities. So we're not the only ones doing research, and we monitor and analyze other public vulnerability disclosures to understand, should we be concerned with them? Should we provide protection? How should we handle that? We also do malware analysis. So in today's world, the threat to corporations is extremely well organized. It's professionally funded. It's the cyber criminal. It's rogue states. I think you could probably name the list. But it's professionally done. So we spend time understanding these new techniques that I'll call it the bad guys use to try to stay ahead of what they're doing and understand and predict what their next steps may be. We use all of this information to do forecasting, and in fact, you may see within the next couple of weeks publication of our X-Force Trend Report. We gather this information and we publish a report every 6 months for clients in the community to review, and it's an analysis of what we've seen and where we think the state of security is heading. And then finally, we take all of this, and it would be for naught if we weren't able to turn it and use it to help our clients. So all of this research is focused on providing protection technologies, techniques, and services to our clients. So that's a view of X-Force. It's the foundation upon which we build our house. And we believe without solid research, you can't provide solid protection and solid security. So it's a key differentiator that we have here at IBM. If we move on to slide 15, I want to talk briefly about what we're doing in the area of security and systems management. And so we're very fortunate to have the ability to do really top-to-bottom systems management with the tool sets that we have here at IBM. And our strategy in this area is to deliver and integrate these tool sets so that we can provide a consolidated and a single experience for our clients, whether it's the operator staring at a screen down in the SOC to a chief security officer who's wondering about his compliance posture, all the way up to the CEO or the board of directors on their audit status. So we have a number of tools that help with that, and I want to talk about a couple of them now. Slide 16, one of the management tools we have is a product called Site Protector. Site Protector is a command and control system that is aimed at the operations level, the security operator, the reporting for the chief security officer, and it does a number of functions. It's centralized command and control. It has a segregation of duties element, so who can see what information, who can act upon what agents, a clear need in large corporations. Event analysis, so real-time monitoring of the events, converts data into actionable steps. Workflow and ticketing has a built-in workflow, can also integrate with ticketing systems like Remedy. And then, of course, reporting and asset management, a closed loop. Now, this is targeted today at the ISS portfolio. We do integrate with some other technologies. So as an example, we have, of course, the Proventia intrusion prevention appliances, the server agents, the virtual server security agent that we'll talk about momentarily, but also things like WatchFire, third-party products like Fidelis and Arbor. So this is really a very narrowly targeted command and control console at security agents and security appliances. Now, if we take one step up, a tool that we are going to be positioning to layer with this is the Tivoli Security Information and Event Management product. And I got to be honest, as we've looked at the portfolio with Tivoli and we've looked at TSIM, this is an exciting tool. I don't think we fully comprehend what we've got here, but this is a fantastic opportunity. The new V2, which ships in just a couple of weeks, provides log management. So the ability to collect and store logs, retrieve, investigate, report on that. This is a need that almost all clients have, this ability to aggregate the logs and to store them and then come back and be able to look at them. But we also have a couple of other key features here. One of the big needs that always comes up in our client accounts is this ability to monitor user activity. Help me understand, do I have an issue with an insider, the insider threat? How do I monitor this? How do I get ahead of this? How do I know when a trusted employee may be doing things, you know, either maliciously or accidentally that puts me at risk? This tool has the ability to provide our clients that type of capability. It's big, and we should be pushing it. One huge differentiator, and we hear this all the time from our security clients, is it's great. I love the technology. I feel like I'm protected. I feel I've got the right tools, but I really need help in this area of compliance reporting and compliance dashboard. And the TSIM tool is second to none in the industry to provide this. It really closes the gap to give customers a view on their compliance and their audit posture. So one of the plays that we'll be driving is trying to link this infrastructure operational security that ISS brings with this compliance view that the TSIM product brings. It's looking like a major combination and a winning play that we're going to be driving. Slide 18, really leverage IBM service management. We've got CyProtector we've talked about, TSIM that we've talked about. There's a product, new product that's emerging that we're going to be leveraging more called Tivoli Security Policy Manager. This is an exciting tool that simplifies policy management. And at the 10,000 level foot view, what it does is give you a common way to manage, model, and push entitlements across different applications. So the challenge in today's environment is you have to go to one application, manage the entitlements there, go to another, manage the entitlements, and it's estimated that the teams that manage and operate these applications spend 20% of their time just dealing with the entitlements aspects of these applications. Tivoli Security Policy Manager elevates that up, allows them to manage, model, push entitlements in a single and common way, a true return on investment type of story. So I would urge you to be familiar with this and look for opportunities there. Okay, from identity and access assurance, I've got one slide in here. I'm not going to go into great detail, but the general strategy is to continue to expand the role management capabilities, continue to expand privileged identity management, and there are some hidden slides in the deck that talk a little bit more about the capabilities there. So I want to turn now to some of the ISS products and get deep into a couple. So let's go to slide 25. So getting started with infrastructure security. The core is network security, server security, virtualization, and then the ability to monitor, report, and prove compliance primarily through CyProtector and TSIM, which we've already discussed. If we go to slide 26, one of the anchor points of the new combined organization is the network intrusion prevention appliances, commonly called the Proventia appliances. Now, lest anyone get concerned, we will be moving to common naming for the products, so you'll see us slowly evolve the naming to become IBM Security Solutions in the different products. So, you know, if you see that, don't be alarmed. These products will move the same way. If you look at slide 27, I want to talk a little bit about what IPS is, what the offering is, and what it does. So, intrusion prevention is delivered as an appliance. The appliance form factor is a mechanism to deliver the security intelligence that X-Force develops and delivers. The appliances are based on throughput and port density, and you can see the offering range here. We go from about 10 megabits per second all the way up to 15 gigabits per second with the different models and different port connectivity. So it's really a deployment question, and of course the price follows according to the speeds and the port density. Slide 28 is the core of what we do with intrusion prevention. We have a technology that we call PAM. PAM stands for our Protocol Analysis Module. And it's the core inspection engine that's in our network intrusion prevention. It's the same engine that's in our virtual server security product, which we'll talk about momentarily. And it's the same engine that's in our server agents, whether it's a Windows, an HP, HPUX, AIX, Solaris, etc. So this common set of capabilities goes across multiple products. So what does it do? What's the value here? There are five key areas that we address with the technology. The first is this concept called virtual patch. So in a customer environment today, patching is a way of life, but the ability to patch is as varied and as different as our customer base. If you look in the medical industry, the ability to apply security patches is almost zero based on regulation, on certifications of the medical equipment. Some customers have six-month patching cycles. Some can patch at will. But this concept of virtual patch allows us to provide protection almost instantaneously in the network. And so a very simple example that I'll use, it's not real, but it's should be easily understood, is let's assume that in FTP, if you issue a help command and you put more characters than are supposed to be in the help command, it can create a buffer overflow, and that's the main attack vector for a lot of these attacks. The designer of the code should have put a parser in that said, you know, if you put too many characters, truncate it, otherwise bad things happen, but they forgot. So what we do in real time is we monitor the network traffic. We say, oh, here comes an FTP stream. Here's a help command. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that's too many characters in the string. Truncate that in real time. So we're doing in real time on the network wire what the software vendor would do with the patch. And so this is the concept of virtual patch. We don't advocate not doing patching. We think patching is a critical piece, but because of Windows for doing this, this provides the ability to almost in real time give our customers protection. Threat detection and prevention, which is the second pillar I want to talk about, this is really more the traditional role that people think about when they look at intrusion prevention. So this is keeping the bad guys out. It's looking for the hackers. It's looking for the malicious code and the malicious activity and blocking that. And there are a number of techniques that we use to do this, but this, at the end of the day, is one of the core value propositions that we provide. Now, some other elements which are becoming more important are these next three. And one of the things that we're trying to do with intrusion prevention is we've got an established footprint in the network, and we're looking at what elements can we add to expand the functionality given that we already have this footprint. And these next three are some of the things that we're doing. So one of the capabilities that we have is what we call content analysis. It's a light DLP functionality, data leakage prevention functionality. And we have the ability to look for personal identifiable information. So many of you know that under PCI, payment card industry, it's illegal to have unencrypted personal identifiable information just flying across the wire. And we have the ability to look for this. We can look for credit cards. We can look for Social Security numbers. We can look for combinations of those things, and also user-defined. So this is a DLP type of functionality that's built into the product today. You can use it today. Web protection. At a future time, we'll do some education on X-Force, but the major attack vector currently is through web applications. It's the weak underbelly in corporations, and this is where the bad guys are focusing their attention. So the Proventia IPS product has a built-in web application firewall capability. We're protecting against the top threats that are tracked in PCI and tracked publicly against web applications, and that's included in the product today. And then finally, the last piece here is what we've labeled network policy enforcement. And this is the ability to block unwanted traffic. We had an example with the state government recently. They were going to do a $40 million network overhaul because they were out of bandwidth on their network. We installed Proventia appliances. We blocked malicious traffic, and we blocked unwanted traffic. And they recovered so much bandwidth in their network that they were able to cancel the network overhaul. So you can imagine the return on investment story that we have there. But simply put, it's the ability to block unwanted traffic. And unwanted traffic could be a malicious attack, malware, but it could also be things like peer-to-peer traffic, instant messaging, etc. So it's this concept of being able to control the type of traffic that you want on your network. So that, in short, is the capability of the intrusion prevention appliances. Slide 29 is simply a screenshot of the web application functionality modeled after what's called OWASP-10, which is a public group that tracks this. And then if we scroll down to slide 34, I want to talk a little bit about some futures here. So since we've got this footprint in the network, we're looking at ways that we can integrate. And one of the ways that we're going to be integrating is with the WatchFire or the AppScan product that IBM sells. So the AppScan product scans your network, scans web applications, and looks for weaknesses or vulnerabilities in these applications. Very sophisticated tool and something that almost all corporations need and run. What we're building into the solution is the ability to now find these with the AppScan tool and then feed these findings in real time back to the blocking technology, in this case the Proventia IPS, such that we can find and block new vulnerabilities. So as an example, on what's called Super Tuesday, when Microsoft announces and releases the vulnerabilities each month, if a new vulnerability in application is discovered, the WatchFire product will scan, find that, identify that weakness in the application, feed that to the Proventia IPS, and will automatically put a blocking and protection in for that. So this is an example of closed-loop type of protection that we're building into the IBM solution, and really as a way to reduce the cost of ownership and as a way to provide added protection for our clients based on the broad portfolio that we have. Another area that we're working on, this is slide 35, is more advanced appliances. So we'll be rolling out the next generation of appliance at the end of the year, early 2011. And part of the game in this space is keeping pace with the traffic flow. Many of you know that the traffic is growing at a phenomenal rate. The speeds are growing at a phenomenal rate. Networks are moving to 10 gigabit connectivity, and we need to move along with that. So the next generation of our appliances pictured here. Key is just higher speeds, higher port densities, modular chassis, the ability to be field upgradable. But really, the next step and next evolution in intrusion prevention performance. Slide 36, I just want to give a quick view of what IBM can bring to the table. And IBM has a number of capabilities. We're a producer of advanced microprocessors, some of the most advanced chips used in some of the gaming consoles, as an example. A leader in this area of massive multi-core microprocessors. And we're working with that team on the next generation processor and the next generation platform to optimize security and to run security well with this platform. So we'll be combining security. We'll be combining security with the next generation CPUs from IBM. And that will result in very large steps in speed and capability, and we expect to start seeing these roll out in the 2012 type of time frame. But it's a capability that only IBM has, the ability to design our own microprocessors, combine that with our own security technology, and produce a class of products that is just unrivaled in the industry. Okay. We also have multifunction security. This is slide 37. This combines multiple security technologies into one. It includes the intrusion prevention that I just talked about, but it also includes firewall, includes mail security, mail filtering for anti-spam, a VPN capability, SSL and IPsec VPN, as well as a network-based antivirus. And so these are appliances that are aimed at small businesses, branch offices, and they fit that well. Now, the exciting part about the all-in-one products, and I want to jump to slide 39 here, which is Secure Web Gateway, is what we can do to evolve these to the data center. And we are working on products that combine access and protection, and we'll see the first one of these roll out at the end of the year in the form of what we're calling a Secure Web Gateway. So again, this is a capability unique to IBM. We're really the only company that has the broad portfolio of identity and access, the broad portfolio of security, and bringing these together to create this Secure Web Gateway, we believe is going to give IBM a unique position in the market. So not going to dwell on this much, but I want you to know that we are integrating these technologies, and we're integrating it to create new classes of security and protection. I want to move a little bit to virtualization. This is a very hot area, and we've got the leading product for virtual security in the world. It's a product that we rolled out late in 2009. And it's called IBM Virtual Server Security, and it's for VMware. And this is a technology that integrates in at the hypervisor level of VMware and provides a number of security capabilities. So we'll talk about that. Let's go to slide 41. So what are we trying to do and solve with this product? That's the first thing that we ask before we set out to develop it. So in the virtual world, there are new risks and new complexities introduced. We have the hypervisor. We have new ways to deploy applications. And each of these layers introduces added complexity and added risk. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to address these new complexities with the product. Maintaining compliance standards and regulations, a key critical element. It's really the game in security now is to prove compliance, maintain compliance, and do so in a cost-effective manner. And that leads me to the last bullet here. How do we drive operational efficiency? In the virtual world, there's clearly a hardware savings by being able to run many applications on a single platform, but doing this creates new workloads. So when you're able to now spawn hundreds of applications, you now have to be able to manage and secure hundreds of applications. And how do you do that in a cost-effective manner and a way that doesn't require you to scale the manpower that you normally would do this in a normal or real world? So the product addresses these three areas. So let's dig a little bit more. Slide 42, we have the ability to address virtualization in a number of ways, whether it's protection from traditional or protection with traditional infrastructure such as appliances or server-based agents. We have virtualized versions of the product that run under VMware. So as an example, the intrusion prevention appliances that we talked about can also be run as a virtual appliance on the VMware operating system. And then finally, this new class of agent that we're talking about now, which actually integrates with the virtual operating system, VMware, to provide a security. The product itself we talk about on page 43. So it's an application. It integrates with VMware. It integrates with what are called VMSafe APIs or unique hooks built into VMware to help with security. And we do a number of unique things with this ability. So we provide the intrusion prevention technology that we talked about earlier. And we do that not only with traffic that comes in and out of a machine, but traffic that goes between machines. So in the virtual world, communications between machines may never exit a physical box. So being able to have a technology that allows you to see this traffic on the physical server as it goes between applications is critical. And so this product has the capability to do that. We have a new technology that we've introduced. It's patented by IBM. It was developed by IBM Research. And this is anti-rootkit capability. So we're using a fingerprinting technology to look into memory to look for a rootkit or a malware that's running on the machine. And this is important because if you're able to access the core memory of the machine, you may be able to access across different applications. And so the ability to look for rootkits at the memory level and block those is critical, and we've got a key technology here to do this. There's a concept called virtual access control. So we monitor these virtual machines as they come up, and we assess whether they're allowed or not, whether it's by policy or something that's been defined by the operator. If it's allowed, we allow the machine to come up, we apply the right security policy to the machine, and we do that automatically, and that's an operational efficiency. The operator doesn't really have to get involved in that. He just, the system does that for him. If it's a machine that we don't recognize, we don't know about, we don't allow it to come up normally. And there are a number of ways we can deal with this. We can quarantine it off. We can block it. But in essence, we can monitor and control or block unauthorized virtual machines on the server. And then finally, firewall capabilities, traditional firewall capabilities. So this is a product that's available today. It's a leading product. There's no one that's really close to us in this space. And this is the technology that we want to drive for securing virtualization specifically today, VMware. Want to come close to the end here. We have offerings around endpoint server protection, product called Proventia Server. It provides network inspection, so it inspects the traffic that's coming in and out of a server. It also is monitoring logs, and the broader plan with this is to integrate our server offerings together into a complete compliance and protection solution. So we'll be looking at integration between this Proventia product, integration with the Enterprise Single Sign-On product, the Tivoli endpoint management efforts that are going underway, and then some of the other tools like TSOM or Tivoli Compliance Manager. So general strategy is to drive toward common server compliance and risk management. Okay, that is the last product that I really want to touch upon today. In slide 50 and beyond, there are a lot of accolades that we get for the portfolio. We're one of the most decorated companies in the security space in terms of analyst accolades and awards that we've got. And then slide 52 is the normal legal disclosure and disclaimer that we have. So I've ran through that quickly. We've got about 15 minutes left to take questions. And with that, I'd like to go ahead and open the line up and do so.
Thank you. At this time, we are ready for the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment. Our first question, Brian Contarino, your line is open.
Thank you, and thank you for the presentation. Very helpful. I actually have a quick question on the web application firewall. How does this differ? I know we have another appliance in the stack from DataPower that does web services.
Mm-hmm.
And is this actually going down the same path with this firewall?
Yeah, so the DataPower product and the ISS product both help to address web application security. And we are working together to try to position these correctly. Now, I would say today, if you look at DataPower, it's a technology focused on XML acceleration. There is web application firewall capability in the product. And so for those applications where XML acceleration is a need, it's a good fit, and it does provide protection capability. The Proventia IPS comes at it from a little bit different element. It's actually looking for general web application vulnerabilities, and it's looking for techniques that could be used to exploit web applications. It's targeted mainly at the PCI community. So one of the controls in PCI is a web application firewall. So they both have that capability. They both perform slightly different functions in the corporate environment. With DataPower really around XML acceleration, Proventia really driving more toward PCI and general web app protection. But there is a slight overlap, or could be a slight overlap. Really depends on what your customer's need is in terms of their broader application deployment.
And just to follow up on the, I noticed there was Federation and look like Access Manager capabilities queued up for the appliance as well. So does that mean all the software for IBM Tivoli Federated Identity Manager will sit on this appliance?
Well, I don't want to go that far and generalize that. What we're looking at for the Secure Web Gateway, I believe that's what you're referring to, is we have the TAM product, the Tivoli Access Manager. And I'm going to get a little technical here, but I hope I can explain it. So TAM is technology that provides inbound access control to web infrastructure or applications. And it's a leading product, great at that. But what we want to pair with that is now this ability to look and protect both inbound traffic but also the outbound traffic. So we're going to be pairing that with the protection technology from the Proventia to do things like very granular URL control. So one of the requests from customers is, look, I'm okay with my employees surfing, as an example, Facebook, but I'm not okay with them posting, as an example, applications or confidential information to Facebook. So we'll be integrating this kind of capability in with the Secure Web Gateway. But it's really meant to be an access control point into applications and a protection point exiting the enterprise.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question, Ian Hall, your line is open.
Thank you. Hi. I'm interested in the virtualization security server. Is that a blade or a server hardware footprint, or is it software?
Yeah, so it's software. It's software that you install on VMware. And in fact, if you take a look at the picture on slide 43, you'll notice that there's this blade called SVM, Secure Virtual Machine. What happens under the covers is this software installs on VMware and sets itself up by design as a unique virtual machine that's called Secure Virtual Machine. So it's really an application that's running in a very locked down and hardened way and then integrating via these APIs. So it's software, it's licensed on a CPU basis, but not it's not hardware.
Okay, thank you. Could I get some more details on what VMware levels or VSS, like, you know, ESX versions and that sort of thing?
Sure. We can pump that out to the broad audience here. But it's the most current versions of VMware. I think it's 4.0. We're doing testing right now on, I think it's, is it ESI? I'm going to get this wrong. But the most current versions of VMware we support. Older versions do not have the APIs required, so it needs to be 4.0 or later. But current versions of VMware from that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Our next question, Keith Luck, your line is open.
Thank you. To that last question, it is VMware 4, vSphere 4, and it is the ESX version. We're testing with the ESXi version now. Question, Greg, thank you for the information here. On your slide 27, which gives our GX lineup. The current slide is showing the 3002 and the 4002. Do you want to comment on the reduction of those two?
Yeah, so let's talk briefly about that. The one thing about hardware is it eventually goes end of life. The components aren't made any longer. Intel revs chips of the microprocessor versions, etc. So we have to update hardware on a regular basis, about every 18 to 24 months, and we're at one of those refresh cycles now. And so what we'll be doing is the GX3002 is a small form factor. It's actually the little box pictured on top of that stack, and it goes for around $4,000. It's not been a big seller. So what we're going to be doing is reshuffling our GX4000 lineup to cover a more broad range. There'll be a what we call version 2 of the GX4000 line that comes out. that will cover the range from 100 megabits up to about a gigabit. And what we'll be doing is inserting different price points from about $9,000 up to about $20,000 with this GX4000 line. But it will be what we call version 2, and in essence, it just gives you much greater bang for the buck or performance for the dollar. And we're going to stratify some of these models to address these low to mid-range price points. Keith, that answer your question?
Yes, and the 4002 model has already went to an end of sale, and we've got an April 15th on the 3002 as
New one. So one of the things that we try to do is monitor inventory levels and make sure that we're not left with excess inventory. And so we've got inventory and commitments on the 3002 that likely will take us out to the Q3 or Q4 timeframe. So we will take that product end of sale at that point in time, but it's going to be the second half, later part of the year. So it's still viable. We still have product, continue to sell it. It's going to be supported with updates, et cetera, but that's the time frame there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question, Catherine Chaput, your line is open.
Yes, please. It's about data power again. I understand we are waiting for the correct positioning of data power and IPS. Will data power be integrated inside Protector?
You know, that's a good question, and it's something that we've talked about. But as of right now, we don't have any work going on. But it's a good idea, and it's something that we've talked about with the team. So short answer is we don't have anything on the horizon, but it's something that's on the radar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Our next question, Fabio Panada, your line is open.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, Fabio.
To be honest, I have three questions.
Okay.
The first one is related to 10 gigabit. So I can see from your roadmap we expect the release for 2011.
Yes. Now we're working that. I wanted to give you a conservative view on the schedule. I think you've been in the loop to know that we are working to try to accelerate that. But for the purpose of the call, I want to be conservative in our view here.
Yeah, because you know we have a customer waiting for an answer here locally. Not
yep.
one, but big one. Okay. The second one is we have a customer waiting for to understand what we are going this year for endpoint solution. So you answer not in detail. So it is confirmed that we would like to go out from antivirus feature from endpoint solution.
Yeah, so what we're looking at now, and we're in the midst of trying to lay out the strategy here. We believe that IBM has a great opportunity to own the endpoint footprint. And we believe that convergence of security and endpoint management, where Tivoli is extremely strong, is the way that the market is going. So we've got a number of assets in IBM. We've got things like the Tivoli Endpoint Manager that's in development. We've got things like Fusion, Tivoli Compliance Manager. And we also have the Provenia desktop agent, which is the security side of this converged endpoint. What we are working on is to converge these technologies into a single solution so that we can provide endpoint management and security under a single framework. And there's work going on that now. Now, that's not going to really come together until the end of the year. There's multiple parallel streams going on, but our plan is that we have a single go-to-market solution for IBM. In the short term, we are focusing on the Provenia server products, the Provenia desktop product, is continuing. We're going to continue to support that product, And when we have a well thought out and proven path through this combined endpoint strategy that we've talked about, we'll drive to that and we'll help customers move to this greater value and converged solution that we've talked about.
Okay. And the last one, is what about the content management product, Proventia Mail and Web and Network Mail?
Yeah, so that continues. The group that handles mail and email in IBM is Lotus. And so we're going to be pushing our mail security, mail solutions via Lotus. They're doing well with that. They're being well received. This most current version of the mail product is integrated with Lotus Notes. I think if you've seen the most current version, there's actually a little button up in the top that's, you know, click here to tag as spam. So we'll be driving that, the mail capabilities that we have via Lotus. The other technologies that we have, such as web filtering, many of you know we have a 1,000-server web farm in Kassel, Germany, and we have one of the largest categorizations of URLs in the world. That's going to continue to be driven as an OEM basis. And then we're also looking at how do we bring these solutions as SaaS offerings. And so there's research going on there in terms of how we capture, how we package, and can we deliver this as SaaS. So that continues on, but the mail product primarily is going to flow through Lotus, and you'll see the ISS-branded product taken end of sale. But it and the Lotus product are the same, and we just want to get behind one brand there and drive it that way.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Our next question, Michael Stute, your line is open.
Yes, hi. Going back to the virtual server security product, is there any way to get details on the actual impact on the hypervisor from the security product performance report?
Yeah, you're talking about performance-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have performance data on that, and we can provide that to you. Shoot me an email or contact. I don't know if you have a Tivoli ISS SE that you work with. They can help provide that, but that's part of the performance testing that we do. It's small. You know, in general, server agents consume anywhere from a few to maybe 10% of CPU based on the amount of load that they're inspecting, but the overall impact is fairly small and fairly light.
Thank you.
Our next question, Roy Duke, your line is open.
I have a question more on the practical side. Who's actually buying the virtual server security? So who in the organization do we position that with?
Yeah, so first off, I would go after the person that's responsible for compliance in the organization. As they roll out these virtual infrastructures, they have to be compliant, and there aren't many solutions to address that. So I would address it at a compliance level. The second area that I would look at it is the application owner that's running under the virtual environment. They have a need for security. It's a requirement. There's no way to get around it, and it's dictated by compliance and regulatory mandates. So I would target those two levels of a seller or those two levels in your client.
Okay, and I also wanted to ask, so firewall is one of the functions of this solution, and how does that complement an network firewall solution that's already in place?
So this product has the ability to monitor the traffic between these virtual machines and apply firewall and intrusion prevention technology in the communication between these machines. Traditional firewall products only can work and act on traffic that leaves the physical server. So when it comes out of a cable, out of a box, then it can go into a traditional firewall. That's great for the traffic that exits the box. Works well. But more and more, the traffic never leaves the box. So it could go from a database to a web application to some type of an analysis application without ever leaving a physical machine. That's the key difference here, is we provide the ability to look at that traffic between these virtual machines.
Our last question, Brian Cantorino, your line is open.
Thank you. Again, on the virtual server security, is our solution here unique in the competitive arena?
There are a couple of small companies that have some solutions to address this. Okay, there's no one that has the breadth of the offering here that we have. Nobody has integrated the intrusion prevention, this virtual machine control, this ability to look at rootkits. Even in the small startups, there are only a couple that are playing in the space, and they have a subset of what we have to offer here. So we currently have a true leadership position in this space.
So a customer that is using IDS against the network, against a virtual server that's hosting many machines, many virtual machines, we can go back to them and just tell them that we have now we can have protection across this one segment. I said they standardize on Juniper.
Yeah, so Juniper has no way to do anything for the virtual environment. Okay, they have maybe think of it as a bladed architecture for appliances, but they have no way to monitor this inter machine traffic between virtual machines. They have no way to monitor memory footprints, as an example. It's just completely different technology. They're doing what I described before, where if it comes out of a cable from the box,
right,
then you can look at it. That's the only capability that they have. And that does you no good for these things that we've talked about, you know, traffic between the machines, controlling these virtual machines, looking for rootkits on the machine. They do nothing for that.
Thank you.
I did have another question that queued up. Michael Seklars, your line is open.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Greg. Thank you for the presentation. Actually, I do have two questions. First is regarding the enterprise scanner. What is the future of the vulnerability assessment in our portfolio? And the second regarding the virtual security. Do we have any comparison regarding our competition with our competitors like Trend Micro or the others? So if you can please answer those questions.
Yeah, so on the second question, the answer is yes. There is a presentation that we have. I'm pretty sure it's posted on the, I think they call it Extreme Sales site, where we lay out the competitors and look at the competitors. So that does exist. If you want to shoot me an email, I can get that to you and send that to you personally. On the first question, enterprise scanner, it's a good question. I should have addressed it. You know, we are a leader in vulnerability assessment, whether it is going from scanning of code with Ounce Labs to looking at deep in applications with WatchFire to monitoring databases with Guardium to the Internet Scanner and Enterprise vulnerability assessment tools that ISS has. So as we've looked at this space, the customers have asked us for ways to save money on deployment, and they're asking us to give us that capability in a SaaS model. So we're going to be turning the Internet Scanner and Enterprise Scanner products to a SaaS delivery model. So this would be an in-the-cloud offering, and that offering is going to roll out in June. It's going to roll out through our GTS Managed Services group, and it will be a full in-the-cloud solution, a PCI certified, SCAP certified, you know, all the bells and the whistles. When that is established, we'll put in place a migration option for our customers who want to migrate from Internet Scanner, which is software, or Enterprise Scanner, which is a dedicated appliance, to this. Those that have the Enterprise Scanner appliance will be able to apply a software update to their Enterprise Scanner hardware. Keep the hardware, use the hardware, but it'll point now to the SaaS service, and they'll be able to leverage all of the benefits that we have with this SaaS offering. So that's the general direction. You'll see this roll out around June or July of this year, and there will be a migration path for the existing customers.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions.
Okay, I'd like to thank everyone. Again, if you have questions, please let me know. It's gkadams@us.ibm.com. I'm in Atlanta, and we'll try to get the answers for you. And with that, good selling, good luck, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.